Marshall, Johnny 2. Question on my upcoming stowage clearance for Astro B in the gym.
With you on 2, Johnny, go ahead.
I see that my 845 activity has to clear the gem of things from their rack fronts. So there are quite a bit of CTBs. I talked to Kimia, and we conflicted as much as possible. There's a 10.0 CTB, Juliet 2001, that will eventually go behind the aft 3 rack. That's later Kimia's activity. And then there's an additional 1, 2, 3, 4, additional 2.234, like 5 or 6 additional CTBs in here. So wondering what do you want me to temp stow them? Finding Kimia, it seems like they should stay here in the gem. So if we can temporarily maybe relocate it completely to the day one, just don't know much how much room Astro B needs, over.
And we copy all, Johnny, stand by. Check in with the team.
Come on. No rush.
Station Munich on Station Ground 2 for any available crew member and help with the Columbus titled Laptop 1 in Columbus.
Johnny 2, apologies for not following up FTPC. So looking at the Columbus payload Laptop 1, it is powered off and following the power chain that's connected to a cobalt brick, which is on, which is connected further to Juliet 02 in the standoff, which is also on. I tried to power it on with no joy. I'm wondering if I can reset the cobalt brick and reattempt.
Johnny, thank you for the information and for taking the call. Good morning, by the way. Let us think about it and we come back to you.
Thanks, Roger. That one of us would be happy to help. Thanks.
And Johnny, that was a quick decision on our side. Sorry. Yes, you can try to reset the cobalt brick and try again and see if it works this time.
Gotcha. It worked. Nick, Johnny 2 with an update on PL1.
Go ahead on 2, Johnny.
We set the cobalt brick, verified good power signature on the brick. Still no joy in powering the laptop. I took some liberty in doing basic troubleshooting steps, and so I took a working SSE, and I connected it to the power chain of PL1 and verified that the power chain is nominal, so it's not a upstream power issue. I then took PL1 to a different power chain that I know to be working, and I tried to power on with no joy. So I believe the problem is contained within Columbus PL1. Would you like me to remove, discharge the battery, and reinstall? I don't think that would work, but it might be worth a basic troubleshooting step.
We are checking on that, but thank you for the suggestion. Give us some minutes to think about it, and if we need to do that, then we'll come back to you.
Okay, just let us know. Thanks. I will return everything to its normal config.
We copy all, Johnny, so we assume the SSC is connected back to the original outlet, right?
So, 30 seconds, and that will be so.
Thank you very much.
Station Epsilon 2 for Johnny and Astro B answer.
Unit Johnny 2, you're welcome. The SSC is returned to its original location, so everything is in its normal config. Break. Huntsville, Johnny, ready to copy.
And we copy, Johnny. Thank you.
And Johnny, so the goal is to clear the area, especially of any temporary objects, since the Astro Bees are going to be mapping the gym today. We would like to get the serial numbers of any of the CTBs that you do move. You do have a restow activity right before DBC, so this is not going to permanently move them, but we're mostly wanting to clear out the gym so the Astrobees can get a map of things that are always going to be in the gym and not temporary stowage.
On wood, per plan, Kimi and I should have that stowed behind the aft 3 rack. Now, the other 3 or 4 2.0 CTBs and 3 or 4 1.0 CTBs, they are, my understanding, talking to Kimia, permanently live in gem, and they're mostly located around the deck of Bay 1 and 2. So since they're permanent residents, it is okay for me to leave them there so that AstroB can map out the normal config of GEM?
And, Johnny, that's a good understanding. Yeah, we're okay with those permanent residents staying where they are.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. I understand the intent, and I will. So anything that's temporary that we don't want AstroB to map. Thanks.
Copy all, and thank you, Johnny.
So, Johnny 2, AstroB.
With you on 2, Johnny.
Cassandra, I had an LOS when this happened, but I wanted to report that the dock has been successfully rebooted.
Copy, thank you.
Welcome. Houston, station on 2 for T2.
Go ahead on 2 for T2.
Hey, Kathy. I was working out on T2 and got a GUI error saying that the CLU has experienced an error and is attempting to reboot. The LEDs on T2 are showing the nominal configuration except for the data LED, which is a solid off. I have waited approximately 2 to 5 minutes, and it hasn't come back, and wanted to check on how I should proceed.
Okay, we copy all. It'll take us just a few minutes, then we'll get right back to you.
Copy all. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and T2.
Station with you. Go ahead.
Hey Chris, we're taking a look at what might need to be done to reset T2, and it looks like it's going to be something that needs to be done from the ground, and our VME support won't be in for another hour or so. So our suggestion is to either hop on ARED when Sergey is complete or potentially work on SEVIS when Mike gets done in the meantime. And we'll try and reset T2 from the ground as soon as our folks come in.
Copy all. Thanks, Kathy. Yep, that sounds like a plan. I'll figure something out and, yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Likewise.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and a sniff check in Node 2.
And Kathy on Space to Ground 2, I'm in Node 2.
That's great to hear you. We unfortunately had an RPC trip in Node 2, and we wanted to get a sniff check in the Node 2 overhead location, overhead 2 location.
Okay, Node 2 overhead 2. We've got our best schnozzes on it.
That's perfect. Thanks.
And Johnny's just warming up a CSA CP just for funsies, and we'll start sniffing.
Sounds like a plan.
And, Houston Station preliminary report, nothing off nominal whatsoever.
Okay, we copy. Thank you for checking.
And in a 30 seconds or so, we can give you a CSA CP reading. If you have a particular rack or area besides Node 2 overhead 2, we could put the CSA CP near there.
And at this time, Mike, I think we feel pretty confident everything is fine. So just if you want to give us one in that general area, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah. No noticeable anomalies. CSA CP reading of HCN 0, HCL 0, and CO negative 2.
Okay, we copy. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thanks for looking out for us. We really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike at your convenience.
You called?
And Mike, good morning. Yes, we gave you a call. It looks like our laptops this morning are a bit misbehaving, and we would like your help with the Columbus Payload Laptop 3, if you can help us.
To Payload Laptop 3, and we will get it up and running in no time.
Thank you, Mike. What we would like to know is the status, first of all, because we try to activate it and we don't see it. And then if you can give us a status, try to wake it up or power it on.
Station Houston on 2, just a heads up, we have recovered T2, so it is now available for use.
Kathy on Space to Ground 2, we copy. T2 is back in business. Thank you and good work.
Pass that along to our team.
Console Station on 2, I'm on Step 3.4 for ZBot Camera Exchange, ready for your go.
And you have a go, Mike. The lasers are inhibited.
Thank you. And I forgot to ask earlier, is this view good enough, or would you like a slightly different view for the lab camera one?
And And the view looks great, Mike. Thank you for the smile.
Cassandra on Spacer Ground 2, for a quick question about the camera cover. Before I remove the camera, I was going to identify the cover. I have a bag full from the 1.0 CTB 5552, and I think one of these covers inside might be the camera cover. Is there an identifying way to make sure I can grab the right cover the first time?
Copy the question, Mike. Checking. And Mike, we're expecting that camera cover to have serial number 2001.
Okay, I will look in and find 2001 and have it ready. Thank you. Okay, I'm looking at the ZBot NC covers stowage bag. There are four covers in here, and none of them have any serial numbers on it. They're just barcodes. Is this the right place to look, or is the cover in somewhere else in the 1.0 CTB? I didn't see it, but that's why I'm asking, and I appreciate the help.
And Mike, we copy. The barcode we're looking for ends in 0069er uniform.
I was in the right bag, and I just need to find the barcode number 0069 Julie, I think is what I heard you say.
A for Mike, you got the right bag, just need the right number.
Thank you.
And Mike, looks like you got it.
And Huntsville Station, it looks like we're going to, on step 3.5, you want a camera window cover on the test section, camera viewing window. I see where that goes, and I'm looking for a barcode number to make sure I got the right one.
Copy that, Mike. So you're looking for the barcode of the test section viewing window?
Step 3.5, yes.
Copy that. Stand by.
Made a lucky guess, and I think it's a 67 uniform, 0067 uniform, and the test section window is covered. So we're extra safe. Thank you.
Excellent guess. You got it right, Mike.
Yeah, those stowage notes can be tricky sometimes, so I really appreciate the extra set of eyes and the extra set of brains that y'all bring to the table every day. That was not a zombie joke or a ZBot joke. But I do have the NC Ullage camera, serial number 2001, and I believe that's the one we're looking for to install.
Hey, firm, Mike, you got the right camera, and with our powers combined, we'll get this done.
That's a true way that science and engineering happen, and so we're very grateful for all of our friends in the POIC today and every day. I mean, we could do an unboxing video and how excited we are to have the Ullage camera today.
I like unboxing videos. I'm waiting for you to tell me about the features of the camera.
Well, this one's really neat because it comes with its own cover.
Do I get one using a Black Friday deal?
No. Well, these are very exclusive. In fact, this may be the only one up in space at the moment. It does come with a custom foam cover.
Wow, you're lucky to have snagged the only one in space.
Okay, careful inspection. This camera looks like it really made it through the long journey safely. And its cover is 0070 uniform.
It looks amazing, Mike. And Mike, as you're finishing that camera connection, just a little reminder about that A4 fastener.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we'll open up the left port and reach in and get the A4 fastener, and we'll make sure that it is nicely connected to provide a great grounding path. And then we'll get the left and right ports back on. And in this case, I'm not sure I needed the right port open today. Not complaining whatsoever. It's just going to be fun getting it put on right back so that it knows that the MSG knows that it's truly on, so getting that one little sensor to read. But we got this. Hours combined, like you said. Thank you.
No problem, Mike, and we copy. We will take that feedback back and update our procedures. Thank you.
It was meant with utmost gratitude for the most excellent procedures. ZBot would not work. I don't think we would have ever gotten there without these great procedures. Because look how full this is. And it worked the first time. It was great.
And Mike, one more question for you. Do you think you can access that A4 fastener from the front window, or will you always need to open that left side loading port to get to it?
Yes, there's absolutely no way that myself or even someone with skinnier hands could get to the A4 fastener. It's really easy once you remove the left port window, no problem. And the left port window is a little less finicky, so that'll work. It'll work fine today, but we will always have to go to the left port for sure.
We appreciate your assessment, Mike. We'll pass that feedback to the team. Thank you.
Console station on 2 with good news. A4 is connected. It will provide an excellent grounding spot. Also, good news is that we can do that from the with the front window open. No need to remove the left-hand port, so that next time we do hard drive changes, we should be able to do it without necessarily pulling the work volume all the way out. So that might take some time. The bad news is it's not easy to do, but it's certainly doable to get the A4 on and off.
We copy all, Mike, and we appreciate you experimenting with that. Stand by one.
Standing by.
And, Mike, just a quick question. There's a J103 cable in front of that fastener. Would that increase your ability to access it through the front window?
I remember that J103. In principle, it might help a little bit, but I'm not sure it's worth taking off to put it in. It's just more of a it's the A4 fasteners in the top corner of the top panel of the MSG. So it's just hard to get in there whether or not that cable is there. So usually I just reach around it. The problem more is not as much about access as perhaps just it's hard to know where A4 goes into, so I had to move the box around to see the hole and then move everything over to try to align it. And we were able to do that upside down with the flashlight, no problem. And a better situation is to make some kind of grounding strap that stays in that hole, and then A4 becomes a lot easier just because there's more room for your hand if you have a grounding strap. But that's neither here nor there. We don't have one of those. But in the future, we should be able to work around and with A4. I think maybe next time we're there, we could put some markings on the, with Sharpie marks is a suggestion. It's definitely don't want to deface any property, but some Sharpie marks, that'll help with the box because it's kind of a blind mate. You can't tell if it's going into the bolt goes into the fitting. If it's not, you can't see it. So having some alignment marks might be helpful in the future.
We copy all, Mike. That's really good information for us. We'll take that back to the team and hopefully get some updates if they agree with your suggestion. But we appreciate you being our eyes and hands on station.
It is definitely an honor and pleasure to work with y'all, and I'm glad to be eyes and hands and all the six senses. All right, I'm ready for, step 5. We got the right MSG loading port, and we got a good LED. We'll do the same thing for the left, and then we'll put on the front.
Sounds like plan, Mike.
Console station on 4. Looks like another successful day with the microgravity science glove box.
Looks great, Mike. High five.
I agree. I was just remembering one of the first things I had to do when I was here on my first mission 21 and a half years ago, was to work with MSG, and MSG is still going strong. I like to think I am too, but in the meantime, we did some good work today. I have a lot of things to put away for the stowage note. If I have questions, I'll be sure to ask. And thank you for the collaboration today. It was fun and successful.
Absolutely, Mike, and we'll be here to answer any questions you may have.
Also, I realize you'll probably be checking out the new camera. I double-checked all the connections. I'm very confident that everything's going to go great. But if any troubleshooting is needed, I'll be happy to do it.
We appreciate it, Mike. Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny and Afterby at your convenience.
Matthew, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, we have lost communication with the afterbeat docking station and need a dock power cycle. And that would just be a repeat of step two in your 855 activity.
Off the top of my head, that's just resetting the circuit breaker on the dock itself. Waiting 10 seconds, and then turn it back on.
You got it.
Okay, that's the work. Let's tell Johnny, too, the afterbeat dock has been power cycled. Let me know if you need anything else.
Much appreciated, Johnny.
Thank you. And you're always very welcome.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Johnny and Kermit.
Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, good afternoon. I think you're getting started on your Kermit ELC reconfig activity. Once you've completed that, if you don't mind, if you could go ahead and complete your 1500 activity, the Kermit Microsoft power-up, just directly after that ELC reconfig, that'll help us out on the ground.
Emma, consider it done. Thank you so much for, appreciate the efficiency.
Of course.
So, station two, question about logging into ELC one laptop.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, see the attachment in the execute note for the login credentials, and I am having difficulty logging in. I've tried it twice, and I verified that the password matches what is in the PDF. So, we'll stand by for further suggestions. And to be clear, I'm using the credentials from Express Rec 1 in Table 4.
Okay, copy. Checking.
And Huntsville, Johnny on 2, with an unrelated question on AdLink.
Go ahead for AdLink.
The AdLink mini PC I require is in Lab Overhead 3 in the same rack as the Kermit microscope I just turned on. So in order to reach this CTB, I'm going to have to open some drawers and move some things around, which would probably move Kermit itself. So I just want to make sure I'm okay to do that, or if I need to power down the microscope.
And Johnny, it's fine to leave Kermit on. We don't have anything processing in there right now, so if it gets jiggled around a little bit, that's okay today.
Roger.
Full station on 2 for EXIP hardware gather.
Dina, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Hey, great to talk to you, too. I am looking to put my 1.0 with all the pre-gathered items at Gem 4-6 Juliet 1. There is already a 1.0 in this location. It's the 1.01099 Stellar Stem Cell Pre-Gather. I'm wondering if it's okay to just leave this 1.0 on the rack front or if I can move 1099 somewhere else.
Zina, good question. We're checking. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Johnny and ELC-1.
Johnny, ready to copy.
Hey, Johnny, we think we might have been working over each other. We were trying to remote in from the ground as well, and we're not sure if the ELC could take two logins at once. If you'll try logging in again, still using the same Table 4 password, we'll see if that works.
Okay, that's in work. And then while I have you, can I ask you another question on AdLink? Still note, row 1. Let me know when you're there. And Huntsville, this actually might be more of a Houston question. So Houston, Johnny, with the AdLink, Stone Note, row 1.
With you on 2, Johnny.
Hey, that sounds like ever. How are you, my friend? My question is, I looked in Lab Overhead 3, and I did not find a CTB with 5287, serial number 5287. I looked at it in IMS, and IMS believes it's in PMM port. Charlie 2. So just want to make sure I am, we're on the same page.
Hey, good morning, Johnny. I'm well and hope you are too. Copy. That CTB is not where you anticipated it. I'll work with ISO to get you to verify whether it's in PMM, the location that you specified or not.
No rush. I'm going to work on Kermit.
Copy. Thanks.
Tell Johnny 2, Kermit follow up.
Johnny, go ahead for Kermit.
Hey, I just tried twice again, and no joy. I'm wondering, would you like me to do a power cycle and then try again?
Okay, copy, tried twice, no joy. We're checking on that power cycle. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2. Johnny, we'll take an ELC-1 power cycle.
That's all in work.
from Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Xena and Hardware Gather at your convenience.
Ground 2.
Xena, so we were tracking that 1099 Stellar Stem Cell Pre-Gather 1.0 should have been emptied. So at your convenience, if you could let us know what's in there and we can get you a forward plan to restow those things, you can leave it in a crew note and we can tag up with you later. And then that CTB that you gathered today, you can just go ahead and temp stow it at that Gym Forward 6 Juliet 1. Just leave both of them there for now and we'll get it all straight once we know what's in that 1099.
Copy. That sounds great. I will take care of that. And in the meantime, I've actually stowed my 1.0 at deck 6 just because there's more room for...
Xena Huntsville Space Ground 2 got caught in the handover. No response required. We copied that. 1.0 is at deck 6. Thank you.
Huntsville Johnny 2, update on Kermit.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I did a reboot and entered in the credentials and... I have some progress, but not completely good news. The progress is that I got past the wrong password. Now I got a message that says the referenced account is currently locked out and may not be logged onto. And there's only one option, an OK button.
Okay, Johnny, we copy that and copy the error message. Any progress is good progress, but we're going to stand down on this for now. We're going to have to think about it on the ground. So we'll let you go into your AdLink activity for now, and then if we need anything else, we'll let you know.
Sounds good. Thanks.
And Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Johnny. I have an updated CTB number for you when you're ready to copy. We unfortunately gave you the wrong CTB number in the stow note, but the location is correct.
Go ahead. Ready to copy.
Okay, Johnny, the CTB you're looking for is a 1.0 CTB. Serial number 4097, located at Lab 1, Overhead 3. And while I have you on the line, it's a last call for potable water. We're going to take down the XPWD and PWD here in about 10 minutes at 1425. Yep, so please give us a call when you're done getting water.
4097. Go. And 4097.
Copy.
And Station 2, you can secure water. Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny. We'll press ahead with securing the water.
And Station 2, question, AdLink.
With you on 2s.
Hey, Ever, this procedure is complete. I noticed that there was no step to actually turn on the new AdLink. Is that something that you want me to do?
Johnny, good catch. Yes, it needs to be turned on.
Consider it done.
Station Houston for Johnny on 2. You can reference step 5.4 and 2.16.101 to power on the AdLink mini PC.
And that is on.
Copy.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for water transferring.
With you on 2, Oleg.
Good day. I am ready for perform procedure 2.735. Fill EDW with detonated water from PWD, and I have EDW with serial number 1485-1485. It is empty, and I have completed step number 2 and step 3.1.
Happy Oleg, that's a good EDW serial number. Offload time is expected to be 27 minutes, and you have a go in step 3.3.
Copy. I'm going to step 3.3 and estimated upload time 27 minutes.
Copy.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Johnny and Astro B help.
Huntsville, Johnny 2, how can I help?
Johnny, two things that we need from you before we can get these Astro Bs flying. The first is that the port and starboard gym cameras seem to be covered, if you could uncover those. And then secondly, Xena reported earlier that she put her stem cell pre-gather CTB at gym deck 6. I'm wondering if you could move that out of the gym just for now while the AstroBees are mapping, and then later in your AstroBees, so it replace activity, if you could put that back at deck 6.
Great, copy. We'll make those happen. Just to be clear, you said you wanted me to uncover the cameras, because last time I checked, they were uncovered, but I can go check again.
Affirm, we're seeing both the port and starboard cameras covered.
Okay, I'll make it happen. So, Johnny 2, those two activities are complete. Let me know if you need anything else.
Happy, Johnny. Thank you.
Houston Station on Space Ground, two for water transferring.
Leg, Houston is with you on two. The Yetta Bay fill is complete, and you have a go to continue in step 6.1 of procedure 2.735. Fill Yetta Bay with deionated water from PWD.
Okay. Houston Station on two.
Oleg, Houston is with you on two.
I have completed step number 6.7.1, and the transfer hose is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to reiteration station.
Copy. Step 7.1 complete. Thank you, Oleg.
Thank you very much for water. Have a nice day.
You are welcome, and thanks, and have a nice day, too. Station Houston for any available crew member regarding PWD status.
For Johnny 2, I assume it is good to go?
That is correct. PWD and XPWD are go for use.
Thank you, Ever.
Welcome. Copy. Thumbs up, Chris. Glad you got your water.
Station on 2 for a quick report on Node 3 ITCS installation inspect.
Hey there, Mike. We're with you on 2. Go ahead.
We made it as far as step 2.7. That taking off that panel was too joyous, but we were able to do it and not hurt anything. And the really good news is that this insulation, unlike others, and that's one reason we're reporting early, is looks really pristine and good. Chris is looking at it further and definitely photo documenting, and if we do see something, we'll let you know. But so far, it looks really nice.
Copy, that's good info, and we copy, you've completed through step 2.7.
Houston Station on 2 for ITCS installation inspection.
With you on 2, Mike.
We are as far as 2.10 on the procedure, and way back in 2.3, the emergency egress lighting system power cable was not connected. And it looks like both ends of that cable were previously disconnected and kept on taped. So for 2.0, we left a crew note. And on 2.10, we are planning on not connecting that unless you want us to.
Mike, thanks for following up. Yeah, we saw your crew note, and we would like for you to keep that cable demated and the ends covered and capped on tape. So that's a good config that it's in right now.
Fantastic. Thanks. We appreciate all the assistance.
Thank you for following up. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike or Chris regarding the Node 3 ITCS inspection. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike and Chris when able regarding Node 3 ITCS inspection.
Ever on Space Ground 2, Mike and Chris is listening. How can we help?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for calling us. First of all, I apologize. We have a couple of additional areas we would like for you to inspect. That we did not identify in Figure 8. So if you would reference Figure 8 of your procedure for this activity and inspect the insulation on the three lines on the left side of that figure, that would be much appreciated.
All right, Ever. We had just closed that panel, but the good news is that Chris is so new, he doesn't know better yet. He inspected those anyway. And so we have some nice pictures, and they looked great. So that's referencing the TCS lines on Figure 8?
We're happy to hear that Chris is an overachiever and inspected the lines and took pictures. Much appreciated.
And thank you, Houston. Do you have any other deltas for us? We are wrapping up, but we're very happy to get data today, and we're running right about or if not ahead of time.
Mike, we don't have any more deltas. Just continue what you're doing, and we appreciate the work.
Right back at you. We did want to follow up just a little bit the step two part of the work. We did move a few things around gently and very carefully, you know, including like an ad link mini PC that goes to TOCA or around the TOCA area and a few other electrical boxes. We think we replaced everything, and we don't think anything became dislodged or rebooted or anything. However, if something has come up, we're happy to restart or reboot anything or replug it in. But we think we're good, but you guys will be the judge of that. Over.
Mike, we copy. Thanks for the heads up. And from the ground, everything looks good.
Fantastic. Appreciate the double check.
You're welcome.
Austin, station on 2 for the ITCS inspection.
Station, this is Houston with you on 2. Good to hear your voice, Chris.
Great to hear yours, Uber. I just want to let you know we are all complete with those inspections and put the photos on SSC6. Thanks for your help.
Copy, complete, photos on SSC6. Thanks for the good work.
Our pleasure.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for any available crew and help with 2 items.
And station 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, we need help with 2 items, one Astro B, one Kermit. Do you want them both now, or I can give it to you one at a time?
Yeah, you can squawk them both, and Mike and I are going to team up. We'll get them done in parallel.
All right, copy. So first for Astro B, we got Honey close to the dock, but we couldn't get her all the way to the dock. If we could have someone go dock Honey for us, that's on the right side, and remember it's oriented upside down compared to Bumble. Okay, copy. And then for Kermit, we're going to need a power cycle. So if you could push the button on the front of the microscope to turn it off, and then the switch on the rear of the microscope controller, wait 10 seconds, and then you can do that in reverse. So then controller on and microscope back on.
Copy all. And we'll get the gal back on docking station and get Kermit refired up.
Copy that.
Huntsville station on 2 for Kermit, Ribbit.
Go ahead for Kermit, Mike.
We repowered per your instructions. We turned off the microscope, turned off the power controller, then counted to a few potatoes, turned on the power controller, turned the microscope back on, and the microscope does not sound happy. A whining sound that it's been making since yesterday, and the blue light is blinking. Happy to retry if you think that'll help.
And Mike, we copy. We think that that's the expected config, so we'll take a look at it from here. That's all we need for now. And to quote a frog, and more famously, your Orbit 2 flight director, it just ain't easy being green.
Well said. We'll stand down for any further help, but along the way, please let us know. We're happy to help Kermit and songs about rainbows. And what's on the other side?
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kimya when able regarding forward plan for reclaimed fluid from the towel that you used earlier.
Don't do.
Hi, Kimya. I got a forward plan for you. We would like to reclaim the ITCS fluid from the towel that was used to soak up the fluid that leaked from the MTL and the gem. So basically got 3 steps for you. Number 1, remove the towel from the Ziploc bag in which you temp stowed it. Number 2, we'd like for you to bungee. Yep, we'd like for you to bungee that towel to a hard rack front in JPM to dry overnight, and please report the specific location. And then finally, tomorrow morning, when you first enter the gym, we'd like for you to don HAZ-1 PPE, that's goggles, dust mask, and nitrile gloves. Place the towel back into the Ziploc bag, label it dry ITCS fluid. Do not open, and then trash that Ziploc bag with the towel inside in the current WHE-JSB.
Okay, understand. So first, open that towel and reclaim the water. And tomorrow morning, I'll wear PPE and also put the towel into the Ziploc bag and want to open it, the MTL loop water. Reclaimed, then trash it into the JSB, hardware JSB. Thank you.
It'll be the WHC JSB, and then just be sure to report which rack that you bungee that towel to. Thanks.
Sorry about that. So WHC JSB, and I'm going to report that which rack front I just turned by bungees. I'll report back to you by crew note or on call. Yeah, by call.
Whatever's easier for you. Thanks.
What? Station on Space Ground 2 for Dragon PCHK.
With you on 2, Kimya.
I saw Dragon is already awake, so is it okay for me to start this activity now, or on time is better?
You can start now if you're ready.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I'm going to start that activity from now. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Houston, Crew Dragon, come check how you reach.
Kimya, Houston's got you loud and clear. How me?
So loud and clear. I'd like to report PCS status. PCS booted up nominally, and battery is 90% full and charging. Everything looks nominal.
Copy, 90% state of charge and charging, and everything looks nominal. You have a go to power it off. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have a go for powering down. Thank you. So, Crew Dragon, PCS.
With you on two, Kimya.
Power down. I just powered down, and the screen went black, but I didn't hear actually PCS beep. So I think the volume was zero. It seems like everything is normal. I'm just powered down. Do you want to try this one, power on and volume up and power down again?
And Kimya, volume is crew preference, so up to you if you want to crank up the volume or not. And I believe, let me check with Cronus, but I believe we can check the status of, or ICE, check the status of that PCS that is powered down. And affirmative
okay,
that PCS is
checking.
Powered down. Thank you.
Power down nominally. I'm going to just close this week and let me mark it complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimya, and we can confirm that the PCS is powered off nominally.
People confirming, so I'm going to just close it and make mark it complete. Thank you very much for your support.
You're welcome, and thank you, too.
Soul Station on 2 for Kermit.
Hey, Mike, for Kermit. Just for your awareness, we are about to hit an LOS in about 2.5 minutes, but I can give you the big picture now, and you can get started, and then I'll catch you on the other side. How's that sound?
I always love your plans. Please.
All right, so we think that part of the problem with Kermit is that because the Thailand liquid crystals payload is installed, it can't go through its full boot-up sequence, and that was the whining sound that you heard earlier. So what we're going to have you do is use a 3-millimeter hex head to remove that Thailand liquid crystals payload, and we do need you to keep that with you and tend to it since it does have shatterable materials. And then you'll power cycle Kermit, just that push button, off and then on. Let it go through its full boot-up sequence, which should take about 30 seconds. And then if that LED that was blinking earlier goes solid, we should get good connection, but we won't be able to tell that until we come back KU in about 15 minutes.
Fantastic. I understand the plan. I'll wait another 5-ish minutes, and then by the time you get back, we'll have news on Kermit. So thank you, 3-millimeter hex head. I know the one, and we will take good care of the Thailand liquid crystals and Kermit, and see you on the other side. Thanks for the big picture. That makes a lot of sense.
Of course. Copy that, Mike. See you in a bit.
On Soil Station on 2 for 1.0-1099.
Go ahead, Zena, for 1099.
Sorry that I did not write this crew note earlier today, but the only thing that's in 1099 is glove bag serial number 3. I don't see it on the stow note for that GMT 325 activity. Do you have a location for serial number 3?
Okay, that's good to know that that was all that was in there. We're checking on that location. Station Huntsville 2 for Zena.
Right down 2.
That glove bag can go in the microscope stowage cushion. It's a white foam box at PMM port 3. And then that empty CTB can go in the empty CTB pantry.
Okay, so sorry about that. Can you tell me again the name of the cushion in PMM port 3?
Yeah, that's the microscope stowage cushion.
Microscope stowage cushion. Copy. Thank you. I will put that in there, and then I will stow 1099 in our CTB pantry. Thanks so much.
You got it.
Soul Station on 2 with good news from Kermit.
Thank you. Know we love good news. Go ahead.
You and me both. So Kermit says it is cured of the blinking blue light syndrome, and it says thank you very much for letting me complete my boot up or initialization sequence. So it is a solid blue light, and I took the liberty of reinstalling the payload. Happy to take it off at any second, too, if that's the next step.
Mike, that's great. We love a solid blue light. And you can go ahead and leave that TLC installed for now, checking on if we have anything else for you. in my console with you for even more good news. We have Joy. We have a good connection to Kermit. So we really appreciate your help, and this will help us get Thailand Liquid Crystals underway.
Fantastic. I do have one follow-up question. For the microscope, there's a, and I'm trying to think of the right term for it, there is a, it looks like the light part which goes at the top, it says Keyence on it, or Keyence, and it it flips up so that we have access to the stage for the microscope. When I put it down, it actually touches the payload. I'm afraid as the payload moves around, that it may actually interfere, and I don't know if that was part of the problem from before. So I can leave it up. It's just not in the normal state of the microscope, and I just wanted to make sure that was a good idea or not a good idea. That's the end of the day, and I'm probably not explaining everything with the exact right words, so I'm happy to move the camera, Lab 1 camera, if you want to see what I'm talking about.
Mike, we appreciate it, but we know exactly what you're talking about, and we're debating it for just a second. We'll get back to you.
Okay, standing by, and good luck.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Mike and Kermit.
Go ahead on Space Ground 2 for Kermit.
Mike, sorry it took a second. We were double-checking on the ground that if we left that light source up, not touching the payload, that the microscope would still function nominally, and that is the case. So if you have it in the config where that light source is up and out of the way of the payload, you can leave it like that, and we can work with that config.
Okay. It is in that config, and we'll leave it that way. I'll also just let my colleagues up here know the good news, and we will all be wishing some great science from TLC. So thank you. It was great working together, and it's a privilege to be able to do this. So thank you.
Of course, Mike. Thanks for your extra time. Have a good night.
You all have a good night, and looking forward to the next shift that we're all on it together. And a good evening to all at the POIC in the Hosk in Huntsville, Alabama.